It's The Drive on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan. Here's Tyler Palumbis and D-Mac.
Chad Brown is going to join us in about a half hour. Mike Kliss is on with us right now. Our 9 News Broncos insider, courtesy of Bet Rivers Sportsbook McGill's Hotel and Casino. Are you on a little vacation or something there, Klissy?
No, just made a little road trip up to get the mountains.
What do you do when you take
not vacation? What are you doing?
What do you do up there in the mountains?
No. I wouldn't call it a vacation. I would call it a day trip, maybe. We left our home at 3, yeah. And here we are. An hour later, we're in Frisco, wondering what to do.
That's a cool little downtown. I love downtown Frisco.
Yeah, it is.
How are there all restaurants? They got tents outside, or are they letting people inside, or what does it look like there?
Inside the restaurants. We're about ready to pick one. There's a lot of eclectic type restaurants. You know, there's Pub and Grubs and little Italian bistros, and it looks pretty neat.
I went to what was the name of it? 942 something or 941 or there's some number on a, I don't know. Don't go to
Did you like it?
Yeah, I loved it. It was awesome.
Okay.
Awesome. Don't be cheap. Sure. Don't go to a Pub and Grub. Go to someplace nice with your lady. You got a lady friend with you.
Yeah, my wife, she deserves
She
deserves something nice. Yeah.
All right. So listen, she's being patient, and we're going to talk Broncos just for a second, let you get back to exploring Frisco and the marina and whatever you want to do. And I could make a Matt Russell joke, but I won't. I'll just leave it alone, Mike. I will just leave it alone. I'll have some grace. I'll leave it alone. You focus on salary cap space a little bit today, I saw. What is the situation for the Broncos? What are we looking at here in terms of available room?
Well, basically the only news there is they rolled over $17.9 million, roughly, that they had left over in cap space from this year. So they didn't use $17.9 million. They rolled it over into 2021. So let's say the salary cap. And this past year's salary cap was about $199 million. The anticipation that everyone's been throwing out there is that with the lost revenues, the salary cap will be reduced to $175 million. So every team's got $175 million to spend on their payroll. The Broncos, on top of that $175 million, let's say that's what it comes in at, would have an additional, you know, $17.9 million or call it an extra $18 million to spend. So they would have $192 million for their payroll in 2021 if, you know, that's what that $175 million is what the league-wide cap comes into. And, I think with the rollover, the Broncos should be very, very close to what they spent this past year. And we'll see what the new GM wants to do. I would think that, you know, if you're new to a team, you'd want to spend as much to the cap as you can with George Payton. On the other hand, he's talked a lot about the draft and building through the draft, which is a less expensive way to go. I can't wait to see what type of moves he makes this off season, in particular, of course, with the quarterback position.
Yeah, Mike, you've had a chance to chat with George Payton at the presser. I know you had him one-on-one. We had him on our show. You've heard him a number of times now. Have you picked up on any tells on where he might be leaning on some of the bigger decisions and starting with quarterback?
I guess that on quarterback, he wants it he doesn't want it Drew Lock and Drew Lock alone, you know, to sink or swim on how Lock plays in 2021. He wants an alternative. And, I do not know if that's as big as Deshaun Watson, which would be the obviously the biggest one, or if it's someone like Jameis Winston. who would compete legitimately with Drew Lock, or, and I don't know what this would be, but be your starter, but you want a veteran like, you know, like the Chargers this year had the intention of Tyrod Taylor breaking in Justin Herbert. Now, you know, Tyrod Taylor, you don't want to go there, but someone like that. And I just think it'll be, I do think at minimum, they'll bring in a quarterback as a backup who has a couple years experience as a starter. You know, this past year, Jeff Driscoll, you know, he had 8 games over 2 seasons as a starter with the Lions and the Bengals, and he was really more of a number 3 quarterback most of his career than a number 2. I think they're going to get someone this time at minimum who's been mostly a number 1 and will wind up a number 2. It's obviously early, fluid. Who's right now? You don't know if Deshaun Watson's out there. I'm not thinking the Broncos myself would have much chance at Deshaun Watson. The more I look at it,
yeah, us too.
You know, just first of all, you have to give up Locke, right? Here's the trade: Locke, and then one of 3 players, Judy, Draymond Jones, or Noah Fant would have to be included, and then 2 first-round draft picks.
Well, I mean, I'd do that in a heartbeat. It's a matter of whether Deshaun would want to come here. Wouldn't you do that? I would do that in a heartbeat.
Well, and then you've got $35 million, and he's only like $10.5 million this year, but then he's $35 million in 2022, $39 million in 2023. And I guess I wouldn't do that. No, I would not do that. I think that's there's so many holes on this team right now. It's a 5-11 team. It's not.
Wait,
it's a 12-4.
Well, hold on, Mike. I thought we were a sleeping giant.
Well, on offense, you got a chance. On offense, you got a chance to make a quantum leap. Mm-hmm. If these young guys, and you get Cortland Sutton back and Lock hits. You know, in the next year, that's where the sleeping giant is. On defense, I think you gotta, you know, tear it down. I mean, tear at least half of it down and rebuild it. You've got so many key players that have the unholy trinity of age, injury, and salary. So, you gotta make some substantial changes on defense.
All right, let me go through a couple things quick with you. Our impression is that Justin Simmons will be a high priority, and Justin likely will become the highest, if maybe the second highest paid safety in the game.
You know, I know he, Peyton has said that he's going to be a high priority. I guess, you know, that matters some, but it doesn't matter much. It tells you the attitude of the team, but you just said it. I'm not sure they're willing to make him the highest paid safety. Mm-hmm. See, last year, the Broncos made a substantial offer to Justin Simmons. Mm-hmm. They made him an offer that would have made him the number 5, number 6 paid safety in the league. Justin Simmons wanted nothing less than number 1. Talk stalled, didn't even, you know, they didn't really negotiate. That was it. And so now Garrett Bowles, you know, everybody talks about how great it was for the Broncos to get Garrett Bowles. Garrett Bowles took number 5 tackle money. He didn't take number 1 tackle money. It's always difficult when a guy asks for the number 1, the highest paid money at his position. And if Justin Simmons does that again, ask for number 1 money, I think there's a real chance he'll be tagged again. The tag comes in at 13.7, you know, a second tag, 13.7. You know, there's 4 or 5 safeties making $14 million plus. Again, you got that salary cap coming in lower this year. I think it's going to be tricky to get Justin Simmons done, but I also think, I do think one way or the other, he's back. The question is he back on the second tag? Or do they finally work out a deal where $14 million something or other seems like the number to get Justin Simmons back? We'll see if Peyton goes there with it.
All right.
You know, what other players might be in jeopardy or might be more secure now that it's George Payton running the show instead of John Elway?
Jarrell Casey, you know, he's got a non-guaranteed, I think, $13 million due next year. He's on the wrong side of 30. I think he's 31. He missed the whole year. You know, those anybody making money and you're a veteran, you're in, I think you're in, you're vulnerable. A.J. Boye, I would not anticipate him coming back. Before the suspension, he was making 13.5. I think it's down to 11.7. He's on the other side of 30. I do think maybe Bryce Callahan comes back and you cross your fingers at the $7 million number that he has. And then Kareem Jackson's interesting. If you sign Justin Simmons to $14 million plus, Kareem Jackson has a non-guaranteed $10 million, and he's 33 years old. He's going to turn 33 in the spring. And so I would think that's difficult if you're reduced this year to put basically 24, 25 million into two starting safeties, especially if one of them is 33. I would think that Kareem, like Vaughn Miller, would come under the category of want him back, hope to have him back at a restructured, you know, reduced deal.
Well, you left out the big name, though.
Who's that?
Come on now. Vaughn Miller?
Oh, I did. Oh, I just said him.
Oh, okay.
I just said him.
He doesn't listen.
He would fall into the category of Vaughn Miller as far as the, you know, the restructured deal. Vaughn and Kareem, I think, are somewhat in the same category there.
Got anything new on Vaughn? Or are we, where are we with Vaughn these days?
No, nothing new. Just whatever, you know, everyone reported on Friday. Don't know where that is right now, so I'll leave it there.
Well, all right. Okay, and we will too. All right, Mike, get back to your wife. What are you doing, man? Come on.
Yeah, you know.
Pay some attention.
It's all right.
She deserves some attention from you.
Yeah, well.
No?
If that's what she seeks, I think she just seeks a nice meal out of the deal. So anyway, okay. We'll try to do that for her.
All right. Thanks, Mike. We'll talk to you later.
See you, Mike.
All right. See ya.
There's Mike Kliss, our 9 News Broncos insider, courtesy of Bet Rivers Sportsbook, McGill's Hotel and Casino.